Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
I'm Mariana Cotlier, and this is a special session of Heritage Radio Network. We are on with Patrick, the general manager of the brand new Buyright Market in Divisadero, San Francisco. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm very well, Mariana. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So congratulations on your fabulous grand opening today.
Oh, thank you. I'm thrilled. This has been a long time coming.
What is it?
It feels good to finally be serving.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on over there. Did you have people lining up outside trying to break down your doors to get in?
Something like that. Well, the truth is that we had a soft opening this past Sunday and Monday afternoon. And on Sunday afternoon, when we literally took our first guest and we literally opened the doors for the first time, it was kind of a crazy scene with a lot of people coming in at once. That was pretty exciting. I was really pleased with the amount of people that came in on a early Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. There were probably 2-3 dozen people that came through in the first half hour, which is pretty awesome for a grocery store.
That's really exciting. So tell us a little bit about what it's taken to get you this far. I know it's been a long time coming to open up this, which is the second ever Buyright Market, right?
That's right. So we now have two markets and one standalone creamery, as well as a nonprofit food space, food and art event space called 18 Reasons, which is across the street from our original store on 18th Street here in San Francisco. What's it taken to get here? It takes a village. I mean, it really does. There are now 65 people working at this location. So all those people had to be hired, and we hired them all in about 3.5 weeks.
You must be exhausted.
Pardon me?
You must be exhausted.
To be honest with you, it was really, really fun. I mean, part of the reason I love this work is to connect with people and to get to know them. And I got to meet a lot of people, and I feel like the ones we hired are just, they're phenomenal. They're going to make us into a great business.
That's great.
And I mean, besides hiring everyone, we had to set up the store. We had to bring in the 4,000 different products and find their little space on every shelf. That was really an overwhelming experience. It was kind of like curating your bedroom, perfectly placing all your socks and your pictures, and inviting the public in.
Was there a lot of rearranging of the furniture? That's what happens when I move.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, when you want to rethink the whole thing. And the beautiful part about opening a new store is we really got to rethink the whole space. And so it has much better flow than our original store. It has better spacing. It's brighter. Mm-hmm. There's more deli space. There's more produce space. Those are kind of our flagship areas. And, of course, there's ice cream.
Fantastic. So your first store has been open in the Mission District since 1940, I read. And your family-owned business, what made you decide that you wanted to expand to the Divisadero neighborhood? Can you tell us a little bit about sort of the flavor of that neighborhood and also how the store is going to feel relative to the first store?
Sure, yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. The store on 18th Street has been there since 1940. We picked the Divisadero corridor because it's a cross-section of neighborhoods, similar to our store on 18th Street. you have a neighborhood right nearby on Alamo Square, you know, where the famous Painted Lady houses are, that is well off and affluent. We have neighborhoods that are more working class nearby. We have students nearby. We have a hospital nearby. Famed Golden Gate Park is nearby, so it's a cross-section. It's also a great walking neighborhood. People are going to be able to walk to the store, and that's really our bread and butter. We want people to be able to shop 4 or 5 times a week in smaller batches, rather than one, you know, large shop at a grocery store 10 miles away. That's really why we picked this neighborhood. There's also some friends of ours nearby. There's Nopa next door, which is a fantastic California-style restaurant, Ragazza down the street, Madrone on the corner, and there's just a bunch of businesses that we love. That's really why we picked this neighborhood. How's it going to be different than the other store? I'm not really sure yet. We really want the neighborhood to decide that. I mean, yeah. we left space on the shelves to add the products that the people in this neighborhood would like us to carry.
And are
so
you...
that the neighborhood's going to determine that. But we really would like to hold to our buy right core values of working with local farmers, farm direct produce, and really making a connection with our staff and with our guests.
That's great. I also saw that you're going to be offering one of the first full-service butchers in the neighborhood that it hasn't had for quite a while. What made you decide to incorporate that into your store?
The people who live here told us that's what they wanted. You know, there used to be a butcher shop a couple blocks away that was beloved by the neighborhood, is my understanding anyway. And they told us they wanted that butcher shop. And the sneak peek nights, this past Sunday and Monday, that was one of the spots of the store that really generated a lot of excitement. Our butcher counter at 18th Street has been extremely successful. And I think because of that, we wanted to replicate it here.
Great. And you're also going to have the creamery in there, and that's one of the highlights. I've heard a lot about this sundae with bergamot olive oil. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. The same sundae. Yeah, it's chocolate ice cream and whipped cream with a drizzle of bergamot olive oil and some malt and sea salt. It's a great adult sundae.
I haven't had lunch yet,
and that
sounds so good.
You'll be able to line up and get your Sam Sunday. We have a Divisadero Sunday called the Salty Ginger, which was suggested by a guest, and they won a contest. And you can get an ice cream cone. It's going to be a fantastic experience.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us and giving us the scoop on the new Buy Right Market in Divisadero. Where can people come visit you?
They can come visit us at 550 Divisadero, which is right at Hayes Street in the heart of San Francisco. And you can visit us online at buyrightmarket.com and shoot us an email, info@buyrightmarket.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Patrick. Look forward to checking it out on my next West Coast trip. Mariana.
Oh, can't wait to see you. Take care.
Okay. I'm Mariana Cotlier, and this has been a special session of the Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.